Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Morning Yankee Show. It is Thursday, June 4th, 2026. Hope everybody is doing well on this lovely Thursday morning. It is going to be a beautiful day out today, Chet. It already is a beautiful day out. I was walking outside a little bit before this, got my morning cold brew. Had to get cold brew. It's going to be a hot one today, Chet. You know who's going to get hot? Hopefully the Yankees, because last night sucked. Yes, it did, but it's a new day today, in all seriousness. Now, obviously, I get a little bit kooky when it comes to the June swoon, and in-game, I definitely will, approach things a little bit differently. I kind of let it all rip, get a little loosey-goosey, but in regards to the morning show, that's always where we bring things home and we get down to business. And now, we're not turning this into Knicks Avenue, but you'll notice by the thumbnail, for those that are watching here live on YouTube, that in the title and in the thumbnail, I had Jalen Brunson in there along with Aaron Judge. Update on him, by the way, we'll discuss it, but he's getting more specific imaging. We'll touch on that in just a little bit. But the reason Brunson is in the thumbnail and the reason I have a title of the Yankees should be inspired by the Knicks to go all in is because I found myself, for those who don't know, I'm very much a casual Knicks fan. It's Yanks for me. Go Knicks, word up. I'm happy for like the diehard Knicks fans. Really happy for the diehard Knicks fans. And actually, I guess that's where I want to start out here. And then we'll get into the more nitty gritty things. But I found myself jealous last night of the Knicks. And in the entire city, it's sick. They're uniting around the Knicks. And everywhere you go, it's like this love and excitement for what the Knicks are doing. And rightfully so. And we'll feel that too with the Yankees. Not to that level. Obviously, because, you know, if there were only one baseball team, it'd be very similar. If there were only one football team, it'd be very similar. You know, say there was only the Yankees and there was only the Giants. That's kind of what you have with the Knicks. And it's awesome. And I'm watching last night, and whether it be Brunson doing his thing or just this feeling of inevitability towards a title that the Knicks have right now, had me thinking about the Yankees. If I don't have that exact feeling about us come October, and forget inevitability, just more so winning it all in the end, which I know the Knicks haven't done just yet, but I hope the Yankees and Brian Cashman, Hal Steinbrenner, are seeing what's going on with the Knicks right now, and then keeping in mind the lockout to come in 2027, and the possibility of not having a season next year. And then, of course, everything that we've discussed over the past few years, over the past decade, over every year since 2009, the lack of a World Series title, and all that together into one thought of, let's get the job done this year, because it is something beautiful going on with the Knicks right now. And, you know, whether it be just seeing how fans are reacting, like the true diehard fans, like I always kind of approach it from a weird angle. Like I've watched plenty of Knicks games in my lifetime. I've been well-versed onto the scene. You guys know I listen to a lot of sports talk radio. Where's my radio? Oh, it's behind my chair. You can't see it. But I feel like it's not almost my place in a sense to celebrate this too much what the Knicks are doing, because I know who the diehards are, and this is for them. I want that for the Yankees, because year in, year out, we have these expectations. And I'll tell you, even with these first two games, the Yankees are in a position which is all the more reason to go all in. The Yankees are in a position where you just have to shore up a few loose ends. Some very glaring and obvious loose ends in the bullpen, catcher. We know all that. We've discussed that at length. We'll continue to discuss that at length. But this is more so, and in part because the Yankees are playing at 1:30 today. We'll be live for that game. So in a way, this is more of an evergreen start to this show. Just talking vibes here. Like, I found myself almost a little angry last night, yo, in a weird way, like jealous of the feeling centered around the Knicks. And again, like we've felt that with the Yankees, like when the Yankees go to the World Series or, you know, come heading into the postseason, like I'm not saying we don't have a similar vibe, but it's to another level with the Knicks. And that's nothing that we can control in regards to the Yankees, because again, there's truly one basketball team and everybody in New York rallies around it. And honestly, just a side note, it really is sick. I'm not trying to like approach this in a weird way, but I hope you guys know what I'm saying here. If I was Brian Cashman, and I'm not using this as a diss to Brian Cashman, by the way. I like this roster that Brian Cashman has constructed. But it's obviously not finalized. We know that. as excited as I am about this team, and that still remains the case, even though the Swoon is off to a good start. The Swoon is 2-0. We're 0-2. This battle ain't over yet, though, I'll tell you that. The core is in place, and that involves, of course, once Judge returns. That involves once Stanton returns. That involves a trade deadline that heavily shores up this bullpen. Carlos LeGrande, we'll talk about him. He threw four scoreless with seven strikeouts in his reliever debut at AAA yesterday. Get him up now. But the core is intact that can allow you to dream about what the final product can be. And the final product can be one that does win the World Series. And seeing what the Knicks are doing, and let's just say they do go on to win the finals. It's the first local glimpse for me, because for those who don't know, I can't count 09 for me. I started watching in 2011. It was on, but I always equated to like, it was like the 2008 Olympics. My parents put it on. It was just like that year's event. Same way like the 2008 election would be on, or the 08 Olympics, whatever it may be. I remember the Giants Super Bowl in 2011. I do remember that. But with the Knicks, at the very least, I started listening to sports talk radio around like 2014, 2015. So while I'm not a diehard Knicks fan, I've kind of like been on the outside looking in with the diehard Knicks fan, just hearing them every single day, calling up the Michael Kay Show or calling up WFAN during the Carmelo days, the Kristaps Porzingis days. And well, I haven't been in the thick of it as a Knicks fan by any means, day in and day out, year in and year out. I've seen it, and I've seen it go from here to there. I've seen it go from torture, relatively speaking. Now, for the Knicks, their floor was a lot lower than what ours has been. But in the end, it's all the same, because if you don't win, it almost is worse when your expectations are high. You have expectations of 2024, go to the World Series and lose. 2023, you don't make the playoffs. Last year, you get bounced by the Blue Jays in humiliating fashion by, you know, in a division series. It's all the same because you don't win. Every year has been the same. Torture. And not that I need any extra added motivation. I would like to think Brian Cashman and Hal don't need that either. But just seeing what's going on with the Knicks should be a nice reminder to them that, yo, it'd be pretty freaking cool to win a World Series. And if I could just get that one, if we could just get that one, that's all I need. I might move to the Bahamas after the Yankees win a World Series. I don't know what my life looks like after the Yankees win a World Series. Put a ring on my finger and like, it might almost be like, you know, like people that run a marathon, they get like the post-marathon blues. I won't have any blues by any means, but more so like, that's always been the end for me. This is getting cryptic. I don't mean it like that, but like, that's all I've ever seen in sight is Yankees win a World Series. Once that happens, I don't know where my life goes. And I'm saying that in the best way possible, because that's all that matters to me. And I know very similar with you guys too. And like, same with the Knicks fans, like, you just want to win, and you have a chance to do it this year. The AL is very thin, very thin. The rotation that we have, even with a couple of bad outings by, you know, Cam Schlittler and Gerrit Cole, who cares? This is the best starting rotation in the American League, best starting rotation, I think, in all of baseball. At the very least, it's one that can compete with the Dodgers. It's one that can beat the Brewers in the World Series or beat whoever it may be come October, that last series. The foundation is there for a team that can win it all. Again, no extra added motivation should be needed here. But just watching last night and seeing Twitter, hearing WFAN this morning, not WFAN, ESPN. I don't listen to WFAN anymore, to be honest. I'll do a little Evan and Tiki. That's about it, but whatever. I was jealous last night, yo. And it was weird because I found myself irritated by it, if that makes sense. Now, again, I'm not a hardcore Knicks fan. So, like, this may, if you are a hardcore Knicks fan, which I'm sure a lot of you guys are, maybe like, yo, Dan, just be happy. Like, I'm very happy. That's not what I'm trying to say here. It's more so, I want that for us. And it can be us. And it'd be pretty damn cool if both the Knicks and the Yankees won a chip in the same exact year. That'd be pretty awesome. But before even anything to do with the Knicks, obviously, it's like year after year, the same torture of not winning at all, expectations that come crashing down, or the lockout next year, Judge getting older, Cole getting older, staying in, whatever it may be. There's more pressure than ever to finally get the job done this year and win 28. And just seeing what the Knicks are doing and seeing how the city rallies around them, which I know it's a different circumstance. But obviously, you know, the Yankees are in a low point right now because the June swoon has begun. And, you know, the Knicks are the talk of the town. So baseball's kind of taking a back seat right now, and rightfully so. Come October, we all know the deal. It's a big deal when you get to the postseason. The Yankees are the talk of the town come then. How cool would it be if they actually won it all, though? And I'm saying this over and over again because I'm just thinking, if I'm Brian Cashman, I'm not asking you to trade Lombard. But that's the only thing I'm not asking you to do. Keep Lombard, fine. Everybody else should be on the table. Get the deals done. Get whatever you need to do. Get LeGranahe up now. Get him up now. But more so, I'm talking about this out of principle. Because it would just be cool as hell to win a World Series. I guess that's kind of what I'm starting the show off with. Is that, like, it's time to do it. How cool is it what the Knicks are doing right now? And, like, I don't know. I guess that's all I really got to say on this topic. I don't want to, you know, be going too hard off of feelings right now. And it's freaking sick what the Knicks are doing. I don't want this to come off the wrong way. But I really do think if they weren't already inspired enough already, what the Knicks are doing should inspire the Yankees to be like, all right, let's do our part too. And go all in. Have as much urgency as possible, which we've seen them have this year. And we've talked about it a lot. It's more so because they've had the options to do so with the depth they do have. And they do have a lot of depth. Now, unfortunately, that depth is being taxed. Jason Dominguez getting hurt is a big deal. I talked about, you know, yesterday, I tweeted out, we've talked on the watch parties. I keep saying, like, not to make it as a complete and total excuse, because there's things that are happening that have nothing to do with Judge being out, Stanton being out, whatever it may be. But I listed them all in a group. Judge out, Stanton out, Jason out is not ideal. And some people are like, why are you including Jason in this? Because Jason is the insurance to Stanton going down. And I also consider Jason to be the insurance, in this case, with Judge going down. And some may say, well, Jason's a DH. I agree with you, but Jason's a DH because right field isn't an option. When right field is open, which right now it currently is, Jason Dominguez can play the outfield in right field, at least at Yankee Stadium. So not having any of those guys and including Jason Dominguez, like, that is costing us right now, no doubt about it. And I think it's even silly to push back on that in the slightest. This is not the same team that, you know, barring them not being healthy in October, which, to be fair, like, that's never been the case. The Yankees often are, at least in terms of the short-term injuries, like, take the long-term, like, surgeries out of the equation. When it comes to, like, Stanton's health outside of 2019, Judge and his freak accidents, like, they usually are always running out the healthy squad that they planned around come October. Now, that healthy squad often isn't good enough or deep enough. This year it should be, with also the necessary trades made and necessary call-ups like LeGranahe. And by the way, Lombard is starting to tear it up at AAA. Don't rule him out. Do not rule him out. But if everybody's healthy, like, this team will look a lot different come October. Without Judge, without Stanton, and just those two alone, fine, put Jason to the side. Because if those two are healthy, Jason's not playing. This team is a lot better than they're playing right now. I like this team a lot. And a big part of this, of course, the starting rotation. And yet Cam was bad the other day. Cole was bad last night. Nobody cares. And I don't want to hear about, listen, at some point, I can't, even though I disagree with the panic about the 500 stat, I think it's a very flawed stat. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing Yankee fans that are now talking as if they're worried about the Cleveland Guardians, that the Yankees, this same core, this same unit that we're running back, same team, can't beat the Cleveland Guardians. I mean, come back to me with that. Like, that's absurd. With that said, though, I can't keep continuing to be like, oh, you're a fool for bringing that up, or like, yo, chill. Because at some point, like, whether it be teams against 500 teams, or just in general, the Yankees got to start winning games consistently. And it'll get to a point, not there just yet, but like, if we were to get swept by Cleveland today, which we won't, but if we were to, it's like, yo, what am I supposed to say? Even though I disagree with that logic, it's like, if you keep losing, and if you keep losing to teams above 500, while they've proven that that has no correlation to postseason success, and the Yankees last year were above 500 against teams that are above 500, where did that get us? All these stats that people freak out over, prior teams that we also look at as failures, and rightfully so, because they didn't win, we're just fine in that department, or whatever it may be, playing well against good teams. Now, there's always usually one team per year, unfortunately, that is our Achilles heel, last year being the Blue Jays, way back when, of course, the Astros. But all these stats that, you know, people are freaking out about, prior teams had no issue with it, but where did it lead us? Nowhere. So I don't get all caught up in that. But at some point, it's like, yo, it would just come off, I think, as irritating on my end if I kept saying, like, stop worrying about that, stop worrying about that. And they continue to lose against teams above 500 or just lose games they shouldn't lose. Even, like, Saturday against Oakland, Sacramento, the A's, is a game they shouldn't have lost. We've seen them lose against bad teams. Now, right now is a different story. Not having Judge, I'm sorry, it is a difference maker. Like, yes, one guy, I'm talking about one guy, and I'm not just talking about one guy, but in the case of Judge, I will, because he's Aaron Judge. He's the best player on the team. He's the best player in baseball. Not having him, yes, it does make an impact, and it should make an impact. Just like if the Dodgers were to lose Shohei Ohtani, would it be a lost cause? No. And for us, by the way, it wouldn't be a lost cause either. The Yankees are better than they're playing right now, even without Aaron Judge. But it makes an impact. Obviously, it does. We're without Judge. We're without Stanton. And then, yes, Jason involved in that as well because he's the insurance of those two. So there's always a middle ground to all this. Just like you guys know, I lean optimistic. Some of you were like, talking Yanks, like Jimmy and Jake, they can lean a little more pessimistic. I don't think they're wrong in what they say. I know I'm not wrong in what I say. But truth be told, there's probably a middle ground to it all. And I think the middle ground we can all should be able to agree on right now is not having Judge, not having Stanton, and yes, not having Jason is making an impact on this team right now, especially when, I mean, there's some offensive performances right now that are really starting to get frustrating again. Now, we were judging Volpe the other day based off his first 13 games, but obviously it remains to be seen. Volpe's not looking good at the plate, particularly against right-handed pitching. Lefties, he's been good. Maybe Caballero defensively, this probably isn't even a maybe, but even though Volpe hasn't made any like brutal errors at shortstop, there's plays that we see that aren't like glaring errors or like mistakes, but it's like Caballero makes that play. Like there are still questions and things to be figured out here. But the bottom line is more so, again, the foundation of this team is there to dream about them being able to win it all and get to the American League, get to the World Series. And then with our pitching staff, we can beat any team in baseball. And as for, you know, many of you probably don't agree with this logic, but somebody was saying like, Cole can't beat good teams. Now that the Rays have lost 3 games in a row, I guess, you know, everybody is understanding that they're not a great team, but people flip-flop very quickly. And they'll do the same once the Yankees start to beat up on good teams or start to get some wins against good teams. But for now, like, I can't say much about it because they do continue to lose against teams that are above 500. Are we worried about the Cleveland Guardians? I pray to God nobody watching this show actually is. But for now, like, you know, it's like the old thing, like, you are what your record says you are. At some point, I'm not going to keep coming on here and say, yo, don't worry about this stat. I don't think you should. And I'd be lying to you if I said I was worried about it. But also, it's like, yo, like, turn it around. Let's go. Anyways, back to the individual performances. Like, Trent Grisham had a really good month of May. And the underlying metrics translated to success. Whereas April, he got very unlucky. May, he did not. 797 OPS. Especially while Judge is out, he's got to get going. Now, Bellinger had a good game yesterday, 2 really big sack flies. Goldschmidt's been great. Rice had a big double that later scored a run on that Bellinger sack fly. But, like, guys got to step up. Jazz, big homer yesterday, but then, you know, Jazz can still be, while trending up, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. One at bat, hits a homer to the second deck, or, you know, can cause havoc in the base pass and just really look like a good, like a damn good ball player, and then the next at bat, he looks incompetent. I'm not going to pick on Jazz right now there, but, you know, all the typical suspects, whether it be like Anthony Volpe all of a sudden, I don't say all of a sudden, but coming back down to earth a little bit, and he's been well down to earth against right-handed pitching, Austin Wells we talked about, all the individual things. There are issues with this team that we know. There's issues with every single team, including the Dodgers. And I highly encourage everybody to, before we make all these determinations and judgments at the Yankees in comparison to other teams and how good or bad that they are, pick another team, a true top contender, even the Dodgers, watch them every single day. And I tell you, you will be surprised. One good thing about, like, you know, I produce baseball today, so I watch a lot of baseball. Like, when I'm not doing the Yanks, I'll just have a game on. And you see, no team is perfect, at least not in the current league, even including the Dodgers. Like, I would say this, we're not facing the 1998 Yankees. And every team will go through a rough stretch. I'm not even going to put this in that category right now for the Yankees because, again, they're missing Judge. That's going to hurt. But it's not a total excuse for guys to have brutal at-bats. Or I'm not going to get on. Cole had a bad start yesterday. That is what it is. The bullpen was pretty decent yesterday, but Paul Blackburn has been fine. But it's like the fact that he's the option in that spot yesterday is a problem. We know that. The depth is an issue. That has to be fixed now because it is costing us games. I mean, if that extra run wasn't added on late in that game, I mean, Fouls need a predetermined outcome, I know, but like, we did score a run in the ninth. If that extra insurance that the Guardians got in the eighth, or whatever it was, yeah, the eighth, I believe, wasn't added on, like, last night could have been totally different. So all these things, some of it is new information, one of it being Judge is currently not playing. We need Stanton back. Like, that's all, you know, injuries happen, but it is taking a toll. But also, the bullpen, we know that's an issue. That has to be shored up. And at some point, it has to be shored up right now. And I understand, especially with how thin the American League is, you're not going to be able to, like, you know, go out and make a major trade right now because a lot of teams think that they're in it. So we're going to have to wait until closer to the trade deadline to actually make deals happen. But what we can make happen right now is Carlos Agronje. He should be called up by Boston or by next week when we're in Cleveland. And we'll get into the specifics of that. But just to bring this topic home where we open the show with, watching the Knicks just has me more than ever, and almost from like a jealousy standpoint, thinking, I want that to be us, and it can be us. It absolutely can be us, which makes it more torturous, the thought of possibly not winning this year. And yes, we're talking this because June's not off to a great start, and it is frustrating watching losses like last night or losses like game one. With all that said, though, this is part of baseball. Injuries are part of baseball. This is something that was bound to happen at some point where the Yankees, not just talking about a rough stretch, because we're not even there just yet. I mean, losing two games, that's whatever, but like June, whatever it may be. Injuries, times where you're feeling like you naturally want to say like, oh, this team sucks. I don't do that unless the team actually does suck. I said that in 2023, but no, I don't believe that. I'm not just going to say that because I'm angry. I am angry about it. Right now, I mean, I'm kind of chilling. I look forward to this afternoon's game. Actually, I'm quite excited for the Swoon to be killed. But no, like, this team is good. At full health, at least. Or at least relatively decent health. Not having Judge makes a difference. And yes, not having Stanton makes a difference. Not having either of them makes a huge difference. So the true team that we have, the foundation, like I said, is there. There are upgrades to be made. We know that. But don't get bottom-of-the-barrel upgrades. Go all in. And it may hurt a little bit. I'm not asking you to give up Lombard, but dude, if a team wants Dax Kilby for a blockbuster deal, at the very least, I'm begging you, consider it. Elmer Rodriguez, I like Elmer. If that's what it takes to get a deal done, you trade him. Look at it as you flipped Carlos Narvaez for a blue chip reliever that helps you win a World Series, possibly. Honestly, everybody besides Lombard should be on the table. And it's more so the principle of that. Go all in. Because you see how cool it would be to win it all with what the Knicks are doing? It really is awesome. And the city is rallying around it. Like, everybody's a Knicks fan right now. And they are actually Knicks fans, but like some even, you know, to like my level where it's like, yeah, I'm a Knicks fan. Like, I'll watch games throughout the regular season, all this and that. But I guess the point is more so here is it would be pretty damn cool to finally win it all. And I guarantee you the payoff would be worth it. Financially, by the way, Hal. But all I'm asking is for one, yo. Give me one. Give me one. Put a ring on my freaking finger, chat. Which finger should I put it on? So that's where we're at that. Let's get into the more nitty-gritty of things here, though. You know what? We'll talk about Judge in just a second. I do just want to, because we mentioned him, Carlos Agronje yesterday at AAA. First reliever appearance out of the bullpen. Obviously, that's how that works. But he was moved to the bullpen officially because the Yanks are going to look at him as an option to call up later in the season. It should be, like, very soon. He goes four scoreless in his reliever debut yesterday at AAA. Four scoreless with seven strikeouts. I mean, what more is to be said here? Call him up now. Call him up now. And by now, I mean, obviously, he threw 62 pitches yesterday. So, you know, he's not going to be an option today or nothing. But, like, and maybe not even tomorrow by Boston. But, like, I want him up by next week. I want him up by Cleveland. He's ready. We saw him ready as a reliever in spring training. And then yesterday, he only had one walk as well, which as a starter, that's been an issue. But out of the bullpen, not so much. And he will have control issues. We know that. But obviously, for those who don't know, number four prospect, he's a starter, still viewed as a starter long term. But tops out at like 103. The dude is nasty. We saw him in spring training, and he clearly is ready to go as a reliever. And what can we use right now? Relievers. Call him up. So that was encouraging yesterday. We need him now. Right now. So that's one thing. We'll move on from that. Let's talk about Judge, though. Now here's where we get to the news part of this show. And as always, if you don't mind, click like on the stream. It does help out a great deal. We're live on YouTube 5 days a week, Monday through Friday with the Morning Yankee Show. We'll be live this afternoon, 1:35 is first pitch for the Yankees-Guardians Game 3. Yanks will look to avoid a sweep. You got Rodon in the bump for the Yanks. For the Guardians, you got Slade Ciccone. And we'll be live right around 1:15 for that. But yeah, podcasts, we're available on that. Let's get into the judge side of things here, because we still don't have a complete and total update. Now, we saw the specialist yesterday, and the specialist did confirm the imaging that we already had, which is that it's a bone bruise, which that is good news. All right, it's a bone bruise. That's not a bad thing. He is set to undergo more specific tests in the rib area. He has not been placed on the injury list as of this morning. I'll tell you, there is some concern with these like more specific, like Boone called it, like high power imaging. And we'll hear from Boone in just a second. You could tell even this was kind of like out of his world a little bit in terms of like the medical side of things. And obviously me too. Like, I don't know exactly how this works. There is part of me that's thinking like, man, could they find maybe like a hairline fracture in there? And what would that mean? I don't know. But like, am I concerned about that? I am. I have to think, you would have to think we'll find out by today. I mean, what the hell? Like, let's go. Anyways, here is Boone after last night's game with just the latest on Judge. And let's just hear from him about this whole thing.
Yeah. So the specialist got back to us, confirmed what we had, what we've seen to this point. He's gone back though for some more imaging. They just want to get some more specific spots, and so we'll have more on that, you know, later tonight, tomorrow.
When you say more specific spots, exactly what are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, not
like where.
Yeah, just I guess more high power, more specific. You know, looking different angles and stuff. More around the rib, chest, and. Yeah.
Is there an added level of concern? Are you guys thinking there might be a fracture in there, considering just the extra imaging?
Well, I mean, I don't want to speak out of turn. I don't know that yet. I just, it's, you know, obviously, you know, it's to a point to where he's not playing. So we just want to make sure that, you know, we get a really strong diagnosis of things, and hopefully, you know, then we can roll.
We definitely can roll if he comes back soon. Now, if he goes on the IL short term, that's fine. We're not going to speculate on this too much more, to be honest. We just need answers. Now, I have the player profile up. Of course, has not played since Sunday. We know the suspected injury was this play right here against Baltimore, May 3rd. We don't know if this was for sure it, but catch up against the wall, slams into the wall, and it's suspected at least that's what did it. And at the time, he had a 1.031 OPS through May 3rd. Since then, since the suspected injury, 745 OPS. OPS. We've all been watching. We know Judge hasn't been the same guy, and this certainly gives us our answer as to why. He'll undergo more specific imaging. That's where we're at. And I think that might just be where we leave it, because obviously this sucks. It is concerning. But if it's what it is that the imaging has initially suggested, that also the specialist that he saw yesterday like confirmed and is aligned with that it's a bone bruise, then we are chilling. But as of right now, Thursday morning, it's 8:44 a.m., he's going to undergo more specific tests, more high-powered tests, like Boone says. So we're just going to wait for that and hold out hope for the best. Again, am I concerned it might be like possibly like a hairline fracture? Obviously, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But like, yeah, like I am a little bit nervous about it. And at this point, like, not that, I don't want to say like I'm tired of talking about it, like in a rude way, but there's no more for us to really speculate about. We just need answers on it. So that's where we're at with Judge, and we'll wait for the answers. We got to find out today. We got to find out today. I mean, hopefully any freaking minute now. Let me check my notifications as we speak, because like I want to know something. Any news? No news. We'll find out today. But without Judge, like that's a loss. Obviously. And that's fine to say that losing your best player does hurt us as a team. Now, is it an excuse for some of the bad at-bats we've been seeing, some of the poor defense we've been seeing? No, absolutely not. And not that, you know, there's an excuse to be made for a bad starting pitcher performance from Cam or Cole. That's totally fine. That's baseball. That'll happen. But, you know, when that'll happen, if you have Judge, if you have Stanton, if you have an offense, even without those two, that is giving you some better at-bats, and some guys are giving you good at-bats. Goldschmidt remains good. Bellinger, good game yesterday. Rice, good game yesterday. Now, I will say on the pitching end of things, it is irritating giving up all these homers to the Guardians, by the way. The Guardians are not a home run hitting team, so that's frustrating. But I don't want to overanalyze that. Like, that is just, like, that'll happen. Bad starts will happen, and so far they have in this series, two starts in. But also, more often than not, whether it be with Judge or with Stanton, I don't even say more often than not without those two, but the Yankees offense should be capable of still overcoming a bad start here and there, and they're going to have to be able to do that, because even in the postseason, while I'd say no doubt about it, we're better suited to win games this October than every year previously in the Judge era because of our starting staff. That is indisputable. Same situation should be applied, or same logic should be applied come the postseason, that you can get a clunker from one of your starters then too. And you'd like to think the Yanks can overcome that, which, hey, we saw them do last year. Not every single game. And unfortunately, there was too many bad pitching performances against Toronto specifically. Like, I like Max Fried a lot. Nothing against him, but we always talk about it. Like, Max Fried, he put up a clunker against Toronto in game two last year. The Yankees didn't overcome that. Carlos Rodon, same deal. Now, he does get an excuse because we always talk about it. He could not straighten out his elbow, and he just kept on pitching. I respect that. I do. So like, I have no issue with Rodon continuing to pitch. We needed him. I mean, Luis Gil was starting game two of the ALDS last year, or game one of ALDS last year. Like, we needed Rodon to pitch through, and he did. So shout out to Rodon. But he was bad against Toronto. Of course, we ended up overcoming that. How do we overcome that? Because Aaron Judge had a game-tying three-run homer, and then Jazz followed up with a solo shot of his own, and then we end up winning that game. We overcame that bad start. The Yankees are capable of overcoming bad starts. And this year, we're set up to have less of those bad starts because the rotation is really good. But, yeah, I guess that's kind of where I'm at. Like, we're missing Judge, we're missing Stanton, we're missing Jason. Injuries are taking its toll, but also the issues that we already knew about that are not injury-related continue to maintain with the bullpen, the lack of depth in the bullpen, guys who are supposed to be good at the bullpen not performing well. And Duvall's just a lost cause at this point. I don't even know what to say about Duvall. Like, anytime a player's bad or just has a bad game, it's like, oh, DFA this guy, DFA this guy. They're not going to DFA Duvall, but, like, I'm like kind of with that, the sector of fans that I'm very much never in line with. Like, when it comes to Duvall, like, I'm kind of just with you. It's like, Duvall's a lost cause. So, like, that's one thing. But, like, again, nothing against Paul Blackburn, which if he was just, like, the long man, like, and he's the last guy in the bullpen, like, he's actually been pretty good. Like, his ERA is, like, in the threes. Like, I think it's, like, in the low threes. But having to go to him last night, it really is at this point inexcusable. And it's been inexcusable, but if there weren't an option down in AAA that could solve this issue right now, not the entire bullpen, but in terms of that lane that we keep going back to Blackburn with, which especially when it comes to like the lack of being able to strike guys out. Like last night we brought in Blackburn. Granted, we didn't know at the time when he was warming up it was going to be second and third. And I honestly probably, he's not great either, Jake Bird, but like I would have rather had Jake Bird in that spot when it was second and third and he brought in Blackburn. That's not a spot for Blackburn. It was less than two outs, second and third. You need a strikeout right there. Who could have given you a strikeout? Carlos Legrande. Carlos Legrande could have started that inning. And by the way, when Legrande gets called up, like there'll be some issues with him too. Like it's not going to be perfect. But is it perfect right now? No, it's far from. And Legrande gets us a little bit closer to competency in the bullpen. Call him up right now. Once he's rested. 62 pitches yesterday, so it's going to be a little bit. But I want him up by Monday when we're in Cleveland. Legrande should be on a plane to Cleveland right now. Give him a couple days, give him a nice hotel room, first-class flight, obviously. Give him some room service and say, yo, you're chilling, rest up, see you Monday in Cleveland. I want him in Cleveland tonight for Monday. Of course, we have Boston this weekend. I don't think LeGrand will be ready. I mean, if we want to call up LeGrand, hey, Sunday, whatever. Now we're getting to the nitty-gritty of it. But, like, I think we've kind of made our point here. A lot of this stuff is things we've talked about at length already. But also, what is new information and is valid to bring up is we're missing Judge, we're missing Stan. And with Stan, I'm kind of like, this is nothing against him, but it's like, yo, there's no rehab assignment that's planned for Stan. He's not going to go on a rehab assignment, it sounds like. He's been hitting off the traject machine. He's now capable of running. Like, he's been ramped up in that regard. He's taking live BP. To be honest with you, and you guys by now know I'm not one of those fans. I'm of the mindset, Stan should, I know he's not going to be, Stan should be activated today. You don't need to run. I'm not saying this in a disrespectful way whatsoever. You don't run when you're healthy anyways. I'm asking you to do a light jog. You can walk. I want your bat in there. Now, with that said, maybe the Yankees are thinking of the fact of, well, Goldschmidt's hitting well right now, and if you bring Stanton back and they don't think he's fully ready, all right, then you're putting in a non-ready Stanton and taking out Goldschmidt, because otherwise how else would he play if you don't take out Goldschmidt? Only other option would be you catch Rice, which they're not going to do. Which, if that was still in Rice's back pocket, which I guess theoretically it is, but it's really not at this point. He hasn't been working out as a catcher as much. They want him to be the first baseman, and I'm cool with that. He's our cornerstone first baseman, one of the best hitters in baseball, homegrown. I get when people say catch Rice. I've said it before myself, but it's not the same as last year where it's like that's viewed as an option, and if it's an option, all right, yeah, word. Catch Rice on as much as you can, Goldschmidt at first, Stanton DH. Like, if that were an option, I would agree with that, but it just doesn't sound like it is, and I actually understand the thought process behind that. But it's like there's no rehab assignment plan for Stanton. He's ready to go. Activate him. Activate him. And what if Judge is good to go by Friday in Boston? I tweeted this out last night. Stanton, activated. Judge, back. LeGron, hey up. All in one day. How would we feel about that? I'd feel pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. Anyways, let's wrap this up. Appreciate you guys so much for tuning in live. Of course, yeah, podcast, all that. You guys know the deal. Game three today. Yanks are looking to avoid the sweep. We'll be live right around 1:15. First pitch is at 1:35 on Yes. Now, the Rays did lose yesterday as well, so we enter play. Oh, man, that's all discombobulated, so let me get away from that. We're a game back. Rays continue to lose. They got swept by Detroit yesterday, so we enter play one game back of Tampa Bay, still first place in the American League East. And let me see here. I don't have my pitching matchup set up, but you guys know the deal. We already talked about it. It's LeGrand Hay, not LeGrand Hay, Carlos Rodon on the bump for the Yankees today versus Slade Ciccone, who has an ERA over 5, hasn't been too good. I would like the Yankees win today. We'll see what happens. But with that said, this is part of baseball. I'm chilling in regards to the last two losses because it's a new day today. It's a new day today, and that's how it always goes. I don't anticipate the Yankees will lose today, but whether it be a win or a loss, goldfish memory, you wipe it out, you start all over again tomorrow. And I almost enjoy it a little bit with, in a weird way, like, and I was joking last night when I was going nuts about the swoon, like, it's like, I'm Batman and the swoon is Joker. Like, I need the swoon. Like, I can't live without the swoon. I like, in a way, the adversity that comes with the baseball season because I know when I lean in with this, it'll make winning the World Series all the more worth it in the end, whenever it does happen. And that applies to in-season losing or constant torture year in and year out of not winning the World Series. And then we finally get there, whether it's hopefully this year or 30 years from now when we finally win 28. Not abandoning ship, hanging with the team and enduring these rough patches, rough losses. Like, I know I'm just a fan. And sometimes I talk like I'm on the team. Well, I am on the team, so let me not go that route. But it's like, it makes me feel like I earned my pinstripes a little bit. And that's how it goes. Like, that's, you can't have good days without bad days. And that's like a whole life thing. Like, you guys know I get into the whole philosophical side of things and like all the books I read, I know, blah, blah, blah. But like, baseball is life. And right now we're enduring the hard parts. And once you realize that the hard parts won't last forever, it makes you want to act the right way while enduring that, so that way you can look back at how you handled it when things are going well and like feel good about yourself. And the way I apply it to baseball is, I'm not going to say because I'm angry this team sucks. I know they don't suck. I'm not going to be not emotional. I am emotional, clearly. But I'm not going to let that turn into me saying, oh, I hate this team. I'm done with this team. No, I'm not done with this team. I'll never be done with this team. Like I would say, yo, like when they're winning, like we're not above them. So I'm not going to be above them when they're losing. I'm going to stick with it. So that's how this is going to go throughout the entire, if there is a June swoon, two losses, like, and almost as I talk about this and think about what, like, this is just two losses against the Guardians. Like, this is very dramatic, but like, I know the vibe around the fan base right now, and I do get it. But this is what we do, yo. We're Yankee fans, and I'm going to be a Yankee fan forever. That's going to wrap up this show. I got to get out of here. We're doing baseball today, nice and early today, so I got to attend to Chris Rose. What's today? Thursday. This week flew by. Tomorrow's Friday. Anyways, well, I'll see you guys later, though, for the watch party. We'll be live right around 1:15, 1:35 first pitch. That's on Yes. Live on YouTube right around 1:15, roughly. It might be even earlier, depending on when baseball today is done. But yeah, so I'll see you guys later today. As for the morning show, of course, we'll be live tomorrow morning as well. Might be a 9 a.m. start time tomorrow. We'll see. I'll let you guys know. It'll be scheduled by some point this evening / tonight. But that's going to do it for this episode. Hope everybody has a great rest of your day. But yo, I'm going to see you in a couple hours anyways. I know some of you got to head out to work and all that because you got a job. Fair enough. But yeah, whether I see you for the watch party, which I hope I do this afternoon, or see you tomorrow for the Morning Yankee Show, whatever it may be, let's have a good-ass day today. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot today, Chad. Let me tell you. Oh, my God. It's going to be like 90-something degrees. It already is just like, oh, look at that bird. I got to go. It's a beautiful morning. It's going to be a beautiful day. It'll be even more beautiful if the Yankees win. It's going to be a hot weekend. I might try to go to the beach on Saturday. By the way, we'll be live Friday night as well for Boston. Saturday night, I think, as well, too. I'll be doing Saturday night's live stream for the watch party from my parents' house, I believe. And then the reason I bring that up is because I think I'm going to try to go to the beach Saturday afternoon. Anyways, we're chilling, chat. This is all part of it. This is all part of it. We'll get through it. We'll be chilling. And it'll be all the more worth it come the end, which hopefully will be our 28th World Series title. Again, Yanks should be inspired by what the Knicks are doing right now and how awesome it is to see the city uniting around them and just how happy everybody is. Like, and it's much needed in the city right now, and it's cool. It's really cool. So, Yanks, take notes. I love you. I love you so much. Too much, one might say. But that's all I got. That's all I got. You know what they say, chat? He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right. I'll see you guys later this afternoon for the watch party. Till then, have a great morning, great day, all that. That's it. See you guys next time. Let's go, Yanks.